Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry, an actor Forrest Whitaker. My, you're up early.
I'm pleased to announce that the film selected as the Best Picture nominees for 2008 are...
They all get up early in Hollywood on this day. The 81st Academy Awards nomination ceremony was announced just about an hour ago. The big headline, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, led the way with 13 nominations. And the no surprise, Heath Ledger earned a supporting actor nomination on the one-year anniversary of his death for his role as the Joker in The Dark Knight. She got up with everyone else. Sharon Waxman, Takeaway contributor and editor-in-chief of a brand-new entertainment industry news site called TheWrap.com, which launches next week, joins us from the West Coast. Sharon, thanks for joining us. It appears that the cult favorite underdog is a slumdog.
This year, well, we didn't know what it was going to be, and Slumdog had been gaining momentum, and it's not going to be the leader at the Oscars this year. It did get Best Picture, it did get Best Screenplay, and a lot of people in Hollywood really love it, but it looks like the Academy went for a great big budget, epic story, big stars in Ben Button. They got 13 nominations. It's been a bunch of years since there's been one movie that's kind of dominated
right.
Like that.
Well, let's talk about the actress nominations and the actor nominations quickly.
Sure. Well, we've got, I have to say, my very favorite nominations in the acting department is Angelina Jolie came up from behind, and she got a Best Actress for The Changeling because that performance had been overlooked, and so that means both Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie both got Best Acting nominations.
Huge.
There's a headline.
Yeah, da-da, they're both going to come and be at the podium, possibly. But, of course, Mickey Rourke for The Wrestler, who's this very small movie. It won in Berlin, and not a lot of people have seen it, but it's a comeback tale, and the Academy loves that, and he got nominated. I have to tell you, my very favorite acting nomination, Robert Downey Jr. for Tropic Thunder for playing in blackface.
Wow, I thought it was going to be for Iron Man. I couldn't tell when the nominations came out, but that's another comeback story right there.
Yeah, that's out of the blue. But also, the Academy never nominates comic performances, so this is really a departure. I mean, Iron Man would have been enough of a departure because it's not a serious film, but Tropic Thunder, that's really innovative.
There's a Kate Winslet story. She won big at the Golden Globes, but it's a little different here.
Yeah, right. She won twice at the Golden Globes for The Reader and Revolutionary Road, Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress, but she only got one nomination. She'll just have to be satisfied with a nomination for Revolutionary Road and not for The Reader, where she played a German woman.
And one more time, Sharon, Meryl Streep gets a nomination for Down.
You will never get me to say anything bad about Meryl Streep, but she is a perennial.
Yep.
There's a reason for it.
Last question quickly. What's the chance Milk could win, or The Wrestler could win, or Frost Nixon could win in the Best Picture category?
Well, now we'll have to see what happens. There's very subtle campaigning and not so subtle campaigning that goes on in the next 4 weeks before the Academy Awards. So I think it's perilous to predict. Today on Nominations Day, we've got to see what happens the next 4 weeks. Lots of skeletons can come out of the closet.
Well, and
there'll be mudslinging.
You'll be reporting on all of those skeletons and all of the subtle shifts in the buzz there on TheWrap.com, which launches next week. And
your
editor-in-chief, did you give yourself that job, or did somebody give you that job?
Funny. That's for another time. hope your readers who are interested in the entertainment industry and how it works
will
tune in.
TheWrap.com. Sharon Waxman, thanks for joining us on the Oscar Nominations Day.